Miss, the flag salute and the certification of agenda is about to be certified as soon as you say yes.
I do.
Okay.
I said it again. I said it twice in my lifetime.
I do. Okay. Agenda approval, additions, and deleting. Adoption of the agenda, regular meeting, March 19, 2015. Do I hear a motion?
With an amendment to 6D.
Okay, with the amendment to 6D.
I'd like that to say, on the logo, to say approval of the contract between Alejandra Trevino and BCSD, and not necessarily the approval of the logo itself.
6D. Say what now?
We're approving the contract.
We're not approving the logo.
Not yet.
Just the contract.
Just the contract.
Okay, approval of contract.
I think we should have more time to look stuff over.
Okay.
And to just say, here's
get contract approval.
All right. So approve the contract.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes dated for the agenda dated for March 19th with 6D. Change from BCSD logo approval to BCSD contract approval.
Do I hear a motion? Oh, man, do I have a second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Okay, request to address the board. This portion of the meeting is reserved for members of the public to address the board on this item of interest that are not on the agenda and are within the subject matter of the board. Did everybody sign in? Everybody sign in? Okay. Anybody got anything to say?
Good afternoon.
I think that gentleman had something to say.
I was going to say, did you want to speak?
Well, yes.
This is the time.
Just the board today on this poly cell corporations.
The who?
Is it true they still owe $30,000 for it? Or is this, because it was read before by one of the residents involved, and it was brought to me, my attention. More than 20 people told me this the past several months. And I want to test for them, ask if it's true or not true, and what is the truth here on that?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Is it true that the cell corporation is owed over $30,000 worth of water bills? Is it true or not true?
All I know is after you came in this morning, I looked up their bill, and I don't know if there's any past bills, but we send out bills every month of what people owe, and we keep track of when the money comes in, and they paid their bill on February the 2nd, the last bill. So they're up to date on their bills as far as I know. The notion that there's $30,000 of...
That was written before by old resident a year ago or so. I was here, and the board was here. We have only one member that was new here. It was read by one of the old residents, and they asked the same question, and we never heard any message behind that.
Let me explain to you what happened. This happened a couple of years ago, and it wasn't this board, it was another board previous. And what was happening was the floaters on those business wasn't working properly, so they weren't paying, and the other companies were just sending checks of what they thought they were using. And when finally engineers, the switch engineering company, when the new board came in, we switched engineering companies, and they went in with the company's engineers and our engineers, they went in and they did a full study. What was going on? We end up owing Sahuaco some money, and we end up owing Actopro also money, and Polycell. So what we did is our manager Jeff Johnson, he settled with all three of them. They were very understanding, because what happened was they put the floaters in themselves. We didn't, the district didn't put the floaters in. The floaters were in their property, and it was in the district property. It was in their property. So what they came into an agreement. So what happened with the engineers, they came into an agreement of how much water they were using, actually. They studied the flow of water that was going in because they were only using so much water at that time. So they did the study, and that's what they were doing. Same thing with Acrobo. Acrobo was only using the bathrooms for wastewater, and they were getting charged the same amount for wastewater that they were getting for water, which wasn't fair. So what they did, their engineers and our engineers fixed that. So that's where that comes in. And that was their district and the new engineering person.
I can add a little bit to that. I don't know about the Polycell situation, but I spent some time with the Acrobo people. They're right across the street from our wastewater treatment plant. Our wastewater was backing up into their property, and it was causing the meter to run, sending a wrong message that they were using all this, even though the meter was running up a bill for them because it was our stuff backing up. And so that's what she's talking about, that the engineers fixed that. Because we were apparently saying that they owed us all this money, and there was this big dispute that they didn't owe that money. They had all of their, they brought in porta potties. And they said, we're not using any, we're not flushing one toilet for weeks. We're going to prove. And they still got a big bill because our stuff was backing up into their deal. And it wasn't until then, that's when the engineers kind of figured it all out. And so, yeah, that was an issue, but it got resolved with Mr. Johnson. And you said it was Polycell also?
It was the three companies.
Okay. And it was wastewater or water?
It was both.
Both.
They did the
okay.
study on both.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Is that okay? Trini?
Yes, I'm satisfied.
Okay.
I know the two bills. It caught my attention, and I wasn't sure if there were, was it owing or not owing?
There's nothing wrong with that. You're a citizen of this community. You have the right to know.
Yes, sir.
Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay. Anybody else got anything to say? Okay. Consent calendar. Approval of regular meeting of February 19th, 2015. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes dated for February 19th, 2015.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those approve the same time. Okay. Old business. Item A. Review of financial reports as of February 28th, 2015.
Any questions on those?
Yeah, I didn't see the
lines. What happened? I don't
know
what to
tell you. You know, I didn't even. I figure I'm on the way, I didn't even put my miles in.
My fault.
Again.
No. We're not putting, or I should say, you're not putting in the total of what we have. It's, you know, like we used to have total assets.
Should be in there.
It's up at the top. If you look, it's not, it doesn't come down in the total, but if you look up at the top, it says the total in the cash.
Oh, I'm sorry.
County.
Okay, yeah.
310.9.
Okay.
And the cash in the LAIF is 263.
I was just looking at the, before it was more detailed. It's okay.
Well, you just got those three blocks, and that's all our.
Yeah.
That's how much money we got.
I can't see this.
I've asked him to make it bigger. I've asked him to make it bigger.
I can't see this.
So we need to pass out my
Magnifying glasses?
Yeah, it's hard for me, too.
Anything else on the financial report?
I see it, but I always see it in the previous pages, I always saw it in my phone, school checks.
I will say that the Soto fencing bill, that's actually an old, for old work, that was quite a long time ago, that they didn't bill us for. It's not for this fencing out here that they just did. We paid them for that, and it's like they realized they had work, and Frontier had been trying to tell us that we owe money. No, it's for, I'm under way, I understand it, it's for the fencing at the pounding basin on the south side of town.
When they dug up the new ponds, or the old ponds, think about?
Yeah, I think so. That Soto did some stuff.
They put a gate at the south end of that property.
And I think, didn't somebody cut the fence out at the wastewater treatment plant and get in? And they had to repair that?
I don't remember.
I don't know, this is all before me. Florinda said that
possibility.
It's an old bill, because that jumped out at me. No, it will be tomorrow. We'll just get ready.
If it's an old bill, maybe it was already paid before.
No, it was never paid.
Never was paid.
So, I just have one question on Mr. Bloom. Was he here at the last meeting?
Yes.
Not at the last meeting, the one before.
Special meeting.
He was at the special meeting.
Special meeting, that's what it was.
At the special meeting, and so that's what his one charge was? That's how much his one charge was?
Well, those are for stuff he does based on phone calls with from me and emails.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for example, this the contract with the Chamber of Commerce, the contract for the logo, those all had to be reviewed by him, and so the next month we're going to get a bill for however many minutes he spent putting those together. And that's my preference on how to deal with him, is that so he's not waiting around here for a question that comes up in a meeting. We ask him something very specific, and you know, you deal with email and phone calls, and you can solve a lot of stuff and keep the billable minutes down, billable hours.
So it should be minutes next time. It should be less than this.
It'll be more.
It might be more, actually. How much was it? 1,000?
1,057.
And I don't remember what we did that month, to tell you the truth. That was an issue. Some of it was the environmental stuff on the properties.
The information that he got from the properties?
Some. We didn't do a lot with that.
When the contract was with VFW?
He did that. That'll be in next month's bill, though. Not this month's bill. That's right, we got to deal with VFW for their half of that contract, too. Anyway. Actually, I was kidding. That was just I'm talking about the contract for the chamber.
Oh.
We don't have a contract yet with the VFW. Anyway, I can't remember, quite frankly, what that 1,000 was, but it's 4 hours of work. $250 an hour.
And for minutes.
Yes, and for minutes.
Old business item B, environmental report phase one.
I'm making a motion that we accept the minutes, I mean the financial report.
Yes, second. Those in favor? Item 5B, environmental report phase 1, 4640 North Biola Avenue and 5610 North Biola Avenue. Now, I got an issue with this.
Okay. I'm sure you have many. What I did, as I said in my notes, is I gave, I tried to, I mean, this is a 155-page document, and the other one next to it is a 273-page document. So I didn't think you wanted to read 273 pages. But so what I did is I sent you the table of contents so you could look and see what you're missing. And that if there were some things that you had a particular interest in, you could tell me. I'd like to see those, you know, historical aerial photographs, you know, or I would like to see, you know, the exterior observations. There's a number of photographs of the property, the interviews with the owner, and then the other piece that I left with you is the summary of the and the conclusions and recommendations. Now, to remind everybody, we started down this road when both of those properties were potentially available. Okay? They're currently not. Mr. Delgado paid his taxes on the gas station property, and Mr. Zamkachoyan is very interested in unloading his property. And he would probably get rid of it for whatever he paid for it, like $9,000 or something like that. That's the one along the alley with the above-ground storage tank?
The building?
No, it's not the building. Well, there's a shed on
the storage shed.
And he's got pictures of the inside of that. Well, matter of fact, oh wait, that's a different property. The other, let's see. The other property is this bulk fuel station. Okay, and if we were to go to like page 34, the one I think I remember, it's that property just next to the alley and the post office there. All right, and then when you look at it this direction, UST's up there in the corner. That's of underground storage tanks. So there's tanks underneath the ground up by the street, and then there's the loading fuel loading rack, points out stained soil, and the AST, that circle, that's above ground storage tank. And then the warehouse with a drain separator and then a pile of debris. And then he has photographs in here of all this stuff. Plus they have aerial photographs from 1946, 57, 80-something, it's kind of 3 years, all the way up to 2012. So you can see how Biola has changed in hair over the decades in terms of development. And the, you know, of course, but again, just to remind you, we went down this road. We spent the money to generate these reports so we would know in case we ever wanted to pursue grants to turn that area into a community park. Okay, I still believe that's a possibility, that as a use, a possible positive use for that property. Since it does not appear that the current owners have no plan for these properties, and this storage yard space here has a lot of potential to landscape into a nice park, and the building still has a lot of value. One of the other pages shows that how it's split up into a where they used to do the repairs, several bays of auto repairs, and then there's a middle section, and then there's a like an office, and then they actually used to have like a liquor store or something.
Kitchen.
There's three sections in that building that have potential use for something, and you would need to fix the roof and whatnot, but it's still, you know, could be considered a community use building. But again, we couldn't even consider something like this until we knew what we were dealing with because of these. If we got to the point where we wanted to move forward on this, we would need to do the next phase, do a phase two. And that's in essence what he's recommending in here. And what that does is they come out and they take core samples of soil, and they'll even like x-ray the ground, and so you can see the location of the tanks underground. It's kind of a three-dimensional view of the ground underneath where those tanks are. Mr. Delgado didn't think there were any tanks there, but they clearly are based on this report. We would not have the money to go do a phase two unless we were to go get a grant to do a phase two.
What does that run more or less, the phase two?
I really don't know, quite frankly, but I'm thinking it'd be more in the range of the $20,000 to $30,000.
Oh.
And that's way more than we want to pay without some sort of... And then the phase three is they take what they learned from the phase two and they clean it up. They pull tanks out, seal stuff, make sure everything meets all the rules. And that would be a grant also. Those grants are available for a phase two and a phase three.
See, but since the community doesn't own the property, would they even grant you a...
No.
That's the thing
about... We would not. We would not. Unless... and that's the other thing. The next phase, from my view, if you guys are okay with this, is to look for possible grants to purchase these for, again, the purpose of a community park. And if we could do that, because a number of, several years ago, when you guys did the grant for the big project down by the recycling, where Nutrag is, you're going to get that whole block. Part of that grant was to buy the property, was it not?
Not that particular property, no.
It wasn't?
No, the property, the 4.5 acres.
Right, but the grant was to help buy that property.
Correct.
Right. So my point is, if you can get a grant to buy that property, you can get a grant to buy this property. And that's what I'd like to look into with our friends at Fresno State.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Now,
as far as I can see.
Now, if we decided to buy that, now, how much trouble would we get into? Can it be turned into a park without clean up, or
no.
It has to be cleaned up?
Yeah. We have to clean it up. The guy that owns this piece, he's actually a little bit of trouble because he's been noticed by the state regulators that you got to get this cleaned up. Here's some phone numbers to get some help, but you got to do it. And I spoke with him this week, and he says, "That's not, I'm not doing it. It ain't happening."
But he wants to get rid of it.
He does want to get rid of it in the same way that Mr. Delgado wanted to get rid of it.
Now, another question. When you decide to buy, I mean, can you buy that? And he's got to give you all the information of what's down there?
Well, in any kind of real estate deal, there's disclosure laws. He has to disclose what's in there. But the reality is, we've just done that. We did the disclosure because we had the phase one test. So... it's eyes open, everything, entering in any kind of a...
So if somebody decides to buy it, they know what they're getting into.
Correct. But this, the fact that this document exists is all the disclosure anybody needs. But I sent a copy of this to the guy that owns the back piece, and he calls me up and says, "Man, you made my head explode." Because he actually read the whole thing. He's just going, "Oh my gosh, I'm in trouble."
Nothing's happened there because they don't have the funds to clean it up. Now, if Biola Community Service acquired their property, now would you be forced to do it?
Yeah.
Without a grant?
Well,
because Biola does have the money. What I'm getting at is,
could they make us do it?
Exactly, because if you're sitting on X amount of dollars.
Well, that's why we did a phase one. We're not doing it. We're not going to buy it until we have a shot at a grant.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
To me, it would seem like, why buy something and then you're forced to use $100,000 to clean it?
My thought is that we get grant money to help us buy it and clean it.
Well, I can see that.
At the same time.
At the same time. One package deal.
Can we do that?
We can try.
See, because no, they can't do it because they don't have the money. So they can't be forced to do it.
They can. They can be forced to do it.
Yeah, but if they don't have the money, how are they going to pay for it?
They can put liens on everything this guy owns. He owns a lot of property.
Well,
he's a property investor. That's why he bought this thing. He just found it and he said, gee, $9,000 for a piece of property. I don't care if it's Viola. Didn't come out and check it. And then he bought it and went, oh my gosh, what have I done? And Dave Delgado was going, he took that property off my hands. So, yeah, he's in a little bit of trouble. He's basically daring the government to come after him. Because they sent him the letters that said, he call these guys up and see if you can get, you know, some help funding it. Because the funding is available for private citizens also, not just municipalities. Mr. C.
You actually want to show too.
Well, that's the other thing. There's a law, the state of California passed a law, I don't know how long ago, that said that on cleanups, you can go after the operators, the people who supplied the fuel that created the contamination. Well, Dower used to buy his gas from Shell.
Douglas also.
The former owners used to buy from Shell. So Shell is, in essence, on the hook for the cleanup. So there's options for the cleanup out there.
And the reason why is you can't just sell product to somebody that's not being responsible. So that's why Shell is on the hook. So in other words, if they were selling product to somebody and that person was being responsible about their waste or their oil hit or whatever the case may be, Shell's responsible for that as well.
But I think you still end up in
court.
How much
of that you're responsible for?
You would still end up in court.
Maybe.
Well, if you look at Shell as a whole, to fix this property, it is less than property.
Well,
so it depends on.
I don't know that you can say that the operators are irresponsible. I think a bigger factor is these tanks are 50, 60, 80 years old. They started in 1935. And so they weren't breaking laws. They weren't being irresponsible. They just got old stuff.
Right.
But regardless, Shell is still potentially on the hook.
Right. My point was they have to sell to responsible industry.
Yes.
That's my point. I didn't say they would be irresponsible. I just said they have to sell to responsible. So in other words, there are mandates in place.
Yeah. Now, here again, I asked the question, how much are they responsible for? Is there a percentage or all of it or some of it?
Contamination of ground? It's all of it.
But see, we couldn't even determine that until we did the phase two.
Right.
Which, you know, that report says the extent of what would be required to clean up. But again, we wouldn't go there until we knew we had a grant in the bank.
Well, here's one other question. Now, could you get that property for the same price that they were selling it for the taxes?
It's all negotiable. It's owned by two gentlemen, and anybody that wants to buy that property has to negotiate a price between.
I think the only one you'll get would be the one in the alley at what he paid. The other one's probably different.
The odds are better.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyway.
One more thing, when you go after brownfield money or cleanup money, if there's a municipality applying for that sponsor or a private entity, because the private entity can apply as well, if one of those two are known, yes, they're going to get those funds.
That's about
it. Yeah, we're in a good place if we really wanted to go after that. But again, I wouldn't want to do that until I had a pretty good idea that we could get a grant to landscape the whole thing and clean up the building and plant some trees and put some benches in and, you know, a fountain or, you know, to make it a really attractive place. Plan is to talk to Ishmael at Fresno State. Yeah. I mean, I don't have ones off the top of my head, but a couple months ago when we started this conversation, I talked to some people up in the Bay Area who were involved in a lot of these and said that there's absolutely stuff happening.
Well, I know from the Iowa Shaw Motors, we had that place for 35 years, and then we decided to take out the tanks. Boy, that it's huge bucks, and I know it's going to cost a lot more today, because I know when we took out it, it was so much each pump and the federal and the state, they all had to take an analysis of the soil under each pump, and even around the big tanks that we had in the ground. There was a huge amount, but I'm glad we did it, because the holding gas underground is...
Well, what I was going to tell you is, what you guys did is in this report.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because it's close by. And they looked at all the storage tanks, of the things that had happened in the neighborhood, nearby, and you're only...
We paid for it all.
A little less than half a mile from the this property, and so they, you're, all of the paperwork from you doing that is in this report. Well, all of this stuff, I didn't know how much of these 213 pages you wanted to look at.
And how big is that? Is that an acre, or is that half an acre?
I don't remember.
Had a lot of contaminants over the years. Because ours was just for 52.
Yeah.
And this shows us what year was it?
But like I said, there's just a lot of information in here. The aerial photographs, here's 1940, what did I say, 46? 46. It's interesting to me that in 1946, actually up until like 2000 something, that whole section in the northwest corner, that big field over there, it's all houses now, and then what the old school looks like. Anyway, it's kind of interesting, and we got a railroad track going down there, but you can see here's 1950 something. Anyway, by all through the years, but again, I don't want to page through all 200 pages, but this is available if you want to look more at it. Just let me know, I'll get you anything and everything you want.
So, is this just informational, or?
Just informational, yes. I mean, I assume that you are telling me you still want me to continue to look for grants.
Sure.
Possibility of applying, so I will do that.
Like I was telling you earlier, that I have an issue with one of the properties, the one on. Says 5610 North Biola.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's my, one of my pet peeves. 5610 would be one block, one city block north of Barstow and Biola. And it'd be on the right hand side of it.
I don't know why they have it like that, but it shows up on all these
documents.
The other
one is right next to it, and it's 4640. That makes sense.
12. Yeah.
It should be the reverse. 4610 would be the south, and 4640 would be the north.
You wouldn't think if they would have it wrong.
Okay. So noted.
If that soil was contaminated, they would take all that soil up around the tanks and take it somewhere, I don't know, and then put in fresh dirt.
Yeah.
It's a big undertaking.
It is.
Ours wasn't contaminated.
And I honestly don't think these are either. These ones here. I don't think they're contaminated. I think they would find it that they could pull the tanks out and they'd be fine.
Well, they pulled that one tank out. Well, actually, two tanks on G Street. One right there by the Chamber of Commerce door. And the other one, right there where the beauty salon used to be. And one on the north side of the G Street was hit by Sebastian. They tapped into a underground board. And the other one, when they laid the sidewalks, and they dug them up, they found that one. We didn't even know it was there.
Okay. So, if you're okay with that, I'll keep you posted as we roll along. But I guess, in closure, I'd like to say I think it was worth it to spend the money we spent to get this report. It's valuable information.
Well, at least we know something now that we didn't know before.
We do. We know a lot more. Anyway. You remember how much it was? Yeah.
Well, it was quite a bit, but after we had done ours, there were a lot of empty tanks in. It went up a lot more.
Yeah.
They pulled out a lot of tanks. And friends coming from the Bay Area, they didn't have any tank service station.
Well, they have records of all that stuff. It's all in the file.
There was a crop duster outfit over Belmont, just outside of Cornelia.
Carver.
Yeah, well, they had to go out there. I think about 2.5 feet, 3 feet down, because it was contaminated. They took all that soil to the cattle. So it was probably losing the millions. All right. So item six, new business. Item A, BCC and BCSD storage unit agreement discussion.
Okay, you have that in your packet. That's an agreement, and the idea behind this is that the chamber bought one of those storage units, and we bought the other, and we have a great relationship with the Vilo Chamber of Commerce, but we wanted to have an agreement that 15 years, 10 years from now, that outlived all of the current people, and so that, you know, someone said, well, what if BCSD doesn't like us anymore in the chamber and kicks us out. And so this agreement basically lays out a lot of the pretty common sense issues in using it. But it basically says, too, this chamber can't put dangerous stuff in there either, in their unit. But the only edit, I sent this to some chamber members and I got one bit of feedback, and it was very good feedback. And number five, this isn't for approval tonight. This is just for discussion. But if you look down there in the third line, the second line, it says, if the district district provides chamber with keys or to gates or locks, district shall safeguard the keys and other security devices and shall not make copies. That really should say the chamber will safeguard the keys and other security devices and shall not make copies. So we would change this to read, in terms of the managing the keys, it would be the chamber's responsibility to take care of their own locks and whatnot. And then the other question I had was on number seven. It talks about for not to extend more than 15 years. And the thinking behind that is that municipalities, by law, there's some limits to how long you can have an agreement. And the thinking was is to put it out there long enough. You know, I don't know what the life of a storage container is. I assume it's a lot longer than 15 years. But the thinking is that 15 years from now, the chamber and the BCSD should come together and revisit it and say everything's cool, let's extend it another 15 years. But should go through the process of, oh yeah, we have an agreement, and let's go ahead and extend it and formalize that. Now, the other reason why this is not for approval is because the Chamber of Commerce has to approve this also. And so thinking was is that we look at it at our meeting, we talk about it, make sure nobody has any issues, and if you give me the thumbs up sign, then I'm going to give it to the chamber president and say put it on their agenda for 2 weeks from now, and 3 weeks, whatever that is, and then the chamber would talk about it, and then hopefully approve it, and then it would come back to us in April, and we would approve it. That's kind of the process. Any questions?
Who added the 12-month continuous on 7? The last...
This all came from Mark Bloom.
Oh.
The whole thing. And then we edited it a little bit on number 5 with Mark, but it's basically our attorney. That's what we're going to get billed for next month.
Okay. 6B, contracting cleaning service, bids, discussion.
I'm going to let Elaine take that one.
We had two, we had Gallegos come out. He said it needed a lot of work. It was going to be very expensive. And then at the last minute, he pulled out. He says it wasn't worth his time. And then the other one kind of fell through. Someone else from Fresno.
But tell them what Gallegos said on the tour.
He says a lot of the problems with the stuff that's lifted up is because our previous cleaning people have left the seal and it's lifted everything up. So it would take about 10 coats to really make polishes. He says all that dark stuff there, it's because they're leaving a lot behind. They're not doing a proper cleaning. And it's not...
You mean buffing it?
Buffing it. And like our buffer, he says it's not really a commercial buffer. Buying supplies from Smart and Final is not the best products for a community center's floors like this. But all that is cleanable, and he says it would take about 10 to 15 coats to clean all that stuff off and polish it and make it look where it should be.
Did he give you a charge what it would cost?
He said it would probably be $400 to $600 his first time just because he would put
just
that much
this,
time.
Just for this room?
Mm-hmm. But then he pulled out. He says it's not worth his time.
So anyway, we're still working on it. But obviously there's a lot of work to do on this to get it up to speed. But if we got the, you know, we cleaned it all down, put the 10 coats on, and then we think we could maintain it. Yeah, from there on.
The other thing we were thinking of is pulling the tile and then just doing concrete floors and staining it, but that, you know, that would be less maintenance instead of having a polished buff.
Well, the thinking was you get all these places like Costco and Winco and all these places with the shiny concrete floors. The idea of pulling up all this tile in the whole building and buffing up the concrete and possibly painting it and then putting a finish on that.
I think it looks nicer with the tile though, really.
I think so too. I think it was a little bit more fun with the painting.
Yeah. Well, it's reclaimable. The kitchen tile is actually worse.
Now there you can go cement.
We could.
Mm-hmm.
We could.
Now, a friend of ours on his garage, he put a finish on it. He didn't have, it wasn't that tall. It's a continuous film that he put on that garage. And it's been 10, 15 years since he put it down. It still looks good.
It's tile or is it cement?
No, it's a film that he put.
Over tile?
No.
Over concrete?
Concrete.
Over concrete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but this would have a lot more wear and tear than that guy's garage, though. When you could shoot 100, 150
car,
people in here.
Motorcycle and a kid and 15 years.
Well, this building was built in 94, so it's had a lot of use. But what we're hoping for is we're still looking at this partnership with the VFW and a lot more aggressively marketing the use of this. You know, our website will be going. And this is a nice hall. We got a nice lighted parking lot. We got a nice little park space over here. It's easy to get to out of Fresno. It's got a lot of pluses, and so it's got a lot of potential to market well. And if we get even more business in, it's going to be harder on the floor and everything else, the kitchen. So the whole cleaning is going to be more significant too. So anyway. That's coming down the... We're hoping for that kind of future.
So
busier
you said you only got one person for...
Two, but they both backed out.
They both did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
one
we're gonna,
was, it was too far, wasn't worth the time, and then the other guy said it's just going to be too much to bring it up to... He said it would take a lot to get this back to where it should be. because there's just months and a buildup. It can be done, but he says it would cost us too much, and it's not.
Because it's time.
Yeah.
So those are the only two that you have.
We'll keep trying.
I still have that contact with the DBA.
Yeah. We'll take it.
Okay, item C.
So I don't have that one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that's
it. Well, it was just discussion anyway.
Okay, item C, new sidewalk plan.
Okay. Phil has been really active in this one, too. But this is a grant through Fresno County. I don't know if it's a state money, but they're applying for it for us. There's a guy named Chai Vong Song, who's the engineer on it, and another guy named Mandeep, who used to live out here when he was a kid.
The sidewalk plan, that's totally different from the Biola.
It's completely different than the one we already submitted. But here's, I want you to look up here. Here's Biola. What we're talking about is, this is what they call an alternative transportation plan, ATP. And they're looking for people to improve walking and biking to get to places. And so where do people walk to? They walk to the school. They walk to the community center. They walk to the post office. Where is it? Right there. They walk to the post office, they walk to Shaw Market, they walk to church. Is that church? That's church. And they walk down to G Street for market stuff too. So the thinking is, where's the best place to put a sidewalk so that people can get to all those places? And they're talking right now of a sidewalk from Shaw Avenue on the east side of the street all the way down to the post office. And they're talking about potentially a sidewalk from Shaw all in 7th, so that people over here can walk up a sidewalk to get to the community center. And so so if we prioritize where sidewalks would go, that's what we're thinking. The east side of Biola Avenue all the way down, and then also down C Street to get to here. And we've got a project going here, but what we're actually in the process of doing is trying to estimate how many people live in these sections of town and how many people would be walking this way over to the post office or over to pay their bill or to the market. And what we also need for this are letters of support. And so we're going to need our board president to write a letter of support for this grant. We're going to need the general manager to write a grant. We're going to need the head of the VFW to write a grant. We're going to need the Biola Chamber president to write a letter. We're going to need the school district, the principal, the superintendent, the fire department. You get my point. As many people as possible to write letters of support saying this is a really good project for this community.
For the Biola and the 7th Street?
Biola Avenue and 7th Street, correct.
Now, how far down 7th Street would that sidewalk?
I think it would go all the way to G, potentially. So if you got, and then also you're looking at from G this way too, wasn't it, Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, initially it might even go from 7th all the way down G, all the way to.
All the way to this is 3rd, right?
3rd.
So 3rd down G has also got potential for a sidewalk. So we could have, you know, these north-south sidewalks, a sidewalk here, and then we got the G to 3rd Street.
Well, basically, it's your main streets, really.
Right, the primary streets. But we got to say, okay, how many people live in this section of town who would be using this sidewalk? How many people live up here who would go down B Street this way or this way? You know what I mean?
Well, since the market on Shaw has opened, there has been a lot of traffic.
A lot more people walking, huh?
A lot.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring it up. There's little children with bikes and stuff. And you know when you come off of Shaw coming into Biola where the brick is? They come fast right
it's
there
dangerous.
Sometimes. And there's like my husband was saying, there's a little boy with the bike. They're crossing the street. They need to really slow down right there. that's kind of busy now because of that area, being the store being open, little kids going to the store. So
it's actually been increased because, as you can see, they're working on building next door to that for a while. So when that happens, there'll be more traffic.
Yeah.
Well, so, I did speak with the people at the market, and they have some real practical problems with traffic. And that's, the county's basically got to pave all of this, but they also have to put a fence along by Old Avenue. They don't want people coming off of Chaguan this way, turning here, and then going in. And so it's going to be difficult to get into this parking lot, because the other one, too, you're coming here, you get in this turn lane, the turn lane doesn't go this way.
Yeah.
It goes down by Ola. And so one of the ways you turn and then...
They make a U-turn and go inside the store.
Yeah, so it's awkward. It's a real traffic problem.
I could see a sidewalk there. That would keep traffic off there if you put a sidewalk through there.
It would be very helpful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you got all these people in this part of town who are either coming out this way or B Street.
You figure, well, B and C Street already have pavement.
Yes, you're right. But this place does not.
I'm sorry, A
and B.
The other thing is that they put in sidewalk, you're probably looking at some drainage, and there's a massive drainage issue right there, as you know, mentioned.
Well, there's a pond basin there, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That right there.
Well, I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
Now,
what? Lighting?
Oh, yeah. The other idea is to add lighting as we put these curbs and gutters and sidewalks in, too. I'm not sure where all the lighting needs are, quite frankly. I can't really speak to that. I'm not out here in the dark enough.
On Rudy side?
One of the requirements of, say, walking pathways are lighting.
Well, when I spoke to Shai the other day, his supervisor said no on the lighting, but the reason he said no is because there's no provision to pay for the streetlights, the electric bills. And I said, well, and I'm still trying to chase this down, property taxes, are you guys assessed a lighting fee? Where does the money come from to pay the electric bill?
I think it does come from a lighting fee.
But it's part of your tax bill?
It's part of your tax bill. It's for all the lights, though.
It would be really nice to see a tax bill, to see what's on it. Has anybody got a tax bill they can show me?
There's no lighting.
I can bring one tomorrow. I don't have one.
Yeah. No, bring me a tax bill.
There's another. Isn't there another bill that we pay for lighting?
Lerner said there's some type of assessment. Some kind of matrix. It's on really kind of crazy that they add to the service that we need.
Yeah.
We actually pay the bill. It's part of the PG&E bill that we get.
Yeah.
But I believe we're collecting some taxes from the town to pay for it.
Uh-huh. And I think it's like the newer homes.
The newer homes are self-help.
Everybody.
I think
the whole town.
Yeah. The whole town.
It just buffered in there. I don't exactly how, but every 6 months, I think it's on average around $22 per pop. So 44
for the year.
On average.
$40
a year?
Okay. Well, I need some documentation to show me that. Because if we do that, if we're assessing everybody, the county is, and then giving us that money, then that's a really good case to add lights to this grant.
Right. Plus five of those ornamental lights burn less than one amber light.
Yeah.
It's a very small bill what we pay for lighting. It's not very much.
And it's a little bulk, isn't it?
You know, we haven't even started talking about that, but we could.
Can't have it.
Not even in front of the school? Both
emergency and fire and sheriff's.
You would have at least a...
You would have those little bumps on the road. Bumps, not the speed bump.
Okay.
You can actually probably try to go for some of those bumps.
Wake up.
See that fire trip.
Right. But I was thinking maybe just a little.
No, I think it would be great. Yeah. It's just, I thought you were referring to those speed bumps, the lumps.
Yeah.
Those are going to allow you to have anymore. This money was initially categorized as safe route to schools. It's same monies that we got to put sidewalks around the school, but they changed it, they tweaked it. There hasn't been any of those monies though for 3 years, so now they changed it to that alternative transportation pathways. So.
It's a lot of money.
Yep.
It would be a very big bill to put that much curb gutters and sidewalks in.
It'd be a blessing for us.
It'd be a ton of money. But the guys writing it say we got a good shot.
Remember they're writing the grant? It's not costing the community anything. And
who's writing it?
The county.
Oh, the county.
County Parks.
Well,
Public Works.
Part of what...
The one for the school. Same guys.
Part of what's difficult, and I think I mentioned this last time, but the board had some engineers out of Merced or somewhere come up with a storm drainage master plan for Viola. So we have that, and it's complicated. And Chai Longsong has a copy of that drainage master plan. He was telling me that some of the problems with our drainage is pretty flat. You know, there's... You got to put stuff in. There's not a slope for places to drain anywhere. This ponding basin by the elementary school was put in when this whole area was put in, and there was an assessment created just for these parcels that pays for maintaining this ponding basin.
But nobody's maintained it.
I know. I just talked to the county, and they didn't get the memo. They said, oops, we've looked into it, and you're right. We are supposed to pay for it, and we'll be out there in May. We do it once a year. And I said, it doesn't look like anybody's done it for a long time. So anyway, they're going to take care of that. But where's our other ponding basin? Our other ponding basin is all the way down here.
The other side of Acker Grove.
It's right here, I think. That's it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's ours. That's owned by BCSD. And I don't know, we haven't had any water, any rain, but I haven't talked to anybody who's ever seen any water in that ponding basin.
Well,
I think so.
What are they draining? Where's the water? Where would it come from in town to drain to here?
There is a drainage system in place.
Okay,
but it does drain into that ponding basin.
Well, I guess what I was going with that is we got stuff up here on Biola Avenue where stuff builds up. And it's not draining to this pond.
But it's not hooked up to it.
There's no drain on that side of the street.
So how do we unload this water? It's still going to be a problem, even if we have sidewalks. We're going to have puddles.
Well,
we're going to have drainage.
We'll have to end up boring underneath the ground or something.
The county used to come out and pump that water out. Remember?
Well, my opinion is you can tie into the existing drainage that is on the west side of the street.
That would make the most sense and send it all over to here.
Right. Because that's really the only place that there's any building. It's a low spot. That's why it builds
up. So anyway, we've got some very good guys writing this grant and working on this, but drainage is going to be a forever problem until we solve some of this stuff.
Now, you were talking about the drainage situation we got here in town. Now, Jeff talked to, I don't know who he talked to, but he told us, Shaw Avenue, there's been a buildup of gravel and asphalt, oil and whatever you put on there to resurface Shaw Avenue and actually build it up over the years. So I think that the county or whoever is in charge of that Shaw Avenue needs to come and level that off.
Well, all the roads in Viola are county roads.
Because you notice the Shaw is way up there. It's
right.
18 inches away. Well,
right.
Make up what? Above city streets. I had another one. The drainage in downtown area. It's 2%. 2% slope.
Well, my understanding is the general flow is kind of from north to southwest, this direction. Kind of towards our wastewater plant, actually. And that's what I thought I understood that Chai was saying. But it's still, even a little bit of flow, it's still pretty flat. Anyway, so we're excited. about the chance to have another grant.
Great.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Okay, item D, BCSD logo approval, and it's not approval, it's a contract approval.
Okay, there's three pages of text and one page of signatures that I passed out to you. I'm usually hate saying stuff like this, but I guess I'm just going to ask you to trust Mr. Bloom that we went over this like 20 times. And with Alejandra, and got a lot of little tweaks in it to be beneficial for both us and her. It's basically a $500 job. And so anyway, I'm asking you to approve this, and then I'm going to ask you to just look at the initial work and give me your initial impressions.
Okay. You want a motion?
Yes. Please.
Do I have a motion to accept the approval of the contract with Alejandra Trevino for the logo?
No. Can I ask who is she? Is this just somebody that we...
The young girl was here earlier.
I didn't.
Oh, that's
Sylvia and Dr. T's daughter.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she does this.
We always want to go to the local people if we can.
This is what she does?
Yeah. She does film, and she's got a degree from the Academy of Art.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I thought she was still in high school.
Yeah.
She's like 23.
Oh, my God.
But she's, she's getting ready to go to Florida and Paris, or Cannes, a film festival, because she's produced some short films that are up for... so she's going for the big time, but she's got a very fancy degree from the Academy of Art in San Francisco, and so she's got a lot of skill with graphic arts. And so I asked her to come up with stuff. What I told her, the direction I gave her, was I want the water tower for a couple of reasons. One is that it identifies Biola, and two, we're in the water business. Even though we don't use that particular water tower. And if you'll notice, the silhouette, that is Biola's actual water tower, and those are trees in the foreground that actually exist in Biola.
On the purple one, they're supposed to be grapes, but you can't really see the detail of those, so that we brought that up to her attention as well. We want, if you're going to put grapes, a little bit more detail on that, leaves and grapes.
Well, her response to that was, the two colors are also specifically chosen, blue because it's water, you know, and we're in the water business. And then purple is kind of is grapes. And you'll see the leaves and grape bunches at the bottom. You can't, that's what Elaine was just saying, you can't really see the grapes. You can see the leaves, and you can kind of infer that those are grapes.
Well, the one on the bottom right, you can tell more of a grape than the other one.
And even the left is got some grape looking things. The one on the middle, on the right, less so.
There was another page that I thought was, I liked.
Well, we just have the two.
This one. Grapes, that's what's around Biola.
Oh, that's right there.
Well, that one right there. I told him that one would be nice, but as long as it was in blue. The one right here,
lower left,
because whenever you go print it and you want to put it on your letterhead and shirts and jackets or whatever, if you do the circle part, that's going to take up a lot of ink. It's going to be very costly to do that much color on an emblem. I'm talking about the very bottom one, on the left and the bottom. But in blue,
this one here.
I mean, that's just...
So you're saying, in other words, because that's all open, that saves ink and stitching and whatever else you would do. I mean, our plan is we're going to kick off a website, and this will be on the website. The bills that we send home every month, I don't know if you ever noticed, but in the upper left-hand section says, your logo here. We're not a logo. So we're going to stick the logo on our bill, so it'll go out every month. So our newsletters will have the logo on it. The business cards, our stationery. And when we get into, we want to have a real active website that has a lot of information. And so this, obviously, A logo is important because it identifies us to people, and it gets people thinking about, and people do already associate the water tower with us, but...
I like that Viola operation day, they had that, whoever made that, you see that, the cover of the program, you see that.
I think that was a chamber one, wasn't it? Yeah. So this is the services district. My personal preference, and again, you guys are the ones that are going to pick this. I'm not as crazy about the rectangular ones.
I think I know what she's talking about. I think I like the number
of them. But on the other hand, I noticed this one.
The top right, that one. I mean, no, keep going up.
That purple that one?
That purple one on the
top. This one here?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's kind of open.
Mm-hmm. And the other one you just mentioned in the bottom left, the last one?
That round one?
This one?
No, the other one.
No, no. The one you were talking about,
yeah.
Elaine.
Yeah, so you're talking about the two without the enclosed
circle. Yeah, there you go. That one and the other one I mentioned.
That one. On the right, that one. Also look at the differences with the letters. The community, Viola is always the same, but look how community services are established in 1962.
Uh-huh.
You don't see established here very well, but the letters are bigger here. And you look over here, and you don't see that as well. Big letters. Little letters on the established. You got the dark circle enclosing, and the grapes are off to the side instead of...
The ones with nothing in the background show the established a lot better. That one?
That one and the,
and the other one, and the that one. Elaine mentioned, that one there.
And then you also see, they do, in part because you've got this around the outside.
Yeah.
Not in the middle. So anyway, those are the things that are different. And so again, my plan was to have you look at these, think about them, ask your friends, your neighbors, what they think, get some opinions.
Oh, you don't have to act on this tonight.
No.
Okay.
No, all I wanted you to act on was the contract between us and Alejandra, and I don't think you voted yet, but you did a first and a second. So we still need to vote on that.
I make a motion we enter the contract with Alejandra Trevino.
I second.
Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, yeah, if anybody, if you guys want to take copies of this and ask your friends about their opinions, we'll take them all. Love opinions. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah,
item seven. Correspondences and announcements.
Just read them.
Okay, item A, BCFD Chamber Lecture was on Thursday, February 25th, 2015. Thank you for those who attended. Item B, reminder, office closed for payments every Monday and Thursday.
Monday and Friday.
It's just Thursday.
Yeah, I'm missing five.
Should be Friday.
Oops.
It should be Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
So if between Tuesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. Anybody can take a payment or
in the Dropbox.
The Dropbox anytime.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm asking it because, for example, my brother-in-law came to leave a payment on Tuesday, but I guess Miranda does her reader meeting. And I just don't think it's fair that no one's here, or I think it was a confusion if someone was here, but yet people were leaving. And I just think that it's not right. Like, we restrict to, you know, they can only come and make their payment Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yet it was closed.
I was here till like about 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock that day, and then I left. And then she came in about 3:30, and then you followed in shortly after. So there was a time, probably about an hour, that nobody was here. And it was Okay. I was here when he came in, and he came in, and Flo and I were both here, and we took his payment.
But he came twice.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, I was just curious. I was just curious, you know.
Well, our normal plan is to do meters on Mondays.
Right.
And we had an issue with a doctor's appointment or something, so that we couldn't do Monday. But our plan is to exactly address what you're talking about by doing the meters on Mondays.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know if there's a specific day that you guys reach meters.
There is. There is. But it's supposed to be Monday. So, and see, Tuesday is my day to...
Grand jury,
yeah. So I don't get out there until afternoon. Tuesday.
But anybody can take payment, right? Or
yeah.
Just okay.
No, Elaine and I can both.
Both
even
take
I
it.
Can take a payment. Yeah, I learned how.
Okay, item C, Biola Farmers Market starts April 15th to 2015. Will go from April 15th to September 2nd. 2015, the first and third Wednesday of the month. Anyone willing to vote, please contact Martha Manetta. The cost is $10.
And where is that called at now? Is that going to be here soon?
Martha. Oh, yeah.
Or whoever.
What?
Is it going to be here or at the
chamber?
The chamber.
The pavilion.
I just want to call your attention to...
Steve, can we turn those off, please?
Thank you. Yeah, one more shot up here. To item two, youth soccer, starts tomorrow night. Here is the guy who is the godfather of youth soccer, a guy named Edgar Mondragon. I have not met him yet, but he's, by all accounts, like one of the top soccer guys in the Fresno area. And he's going to bring some of his high school kids that he works with to come out, volunteer. All they're going to do is practice, no games. They'll come out 6 to 7:30. Every parent has to register their kid and has to have sign a waiver. There's concerns about trash, so the principal's going to have extra trash cans set out. I'm going to be here this Friday to make sure everything goes well, but I probably won't be here all the time in the future. But their plan was to do four Fridays, take a two-week break, and then pick it up again and go Wednesday, Friday for another 4 weeks. So there'll be 2 weeks off, and then 8 more.
Starts this Friday?
Starts this Friday.
At what time?
6. At the school. And it's mainly for kids like from, I don't know, first grade to junior high. They'll take anybody that shows up, but that's the target audience. And we bought like 70 soccer balls just for these kids to use. Every kid gets a ball to use. Money. That was one of the points of contention, quite frankly. The school district wanted to charge us for bathrooms. I said, no, forget it. We're going to tell people the best they can to take care of business. And then Elaine offered somebody who lives across the street for emergency bathrooms. Who could that be? But I really, and so we had kind of an issue with the school district. They said that they normally don't let people use them unless they have the bathrooms open. They did say that they had to pay somebody to come back at 7:30 to open them, and that's why the $50. But I don't know. People tell me the night custodian is still there after 7:30, so I don't know what that really means. But they have to clean the bathrooms and get them ready for school the next morning if we had them open.
I thought they were going to make an exception.
They did make an exception. They said, we don't have to. Because I said, we don't want to pay $50 a game a night. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, you guys are special. We'll let you go. Okay. So yeah, we won't have that.
Because then you would go break the rest anyway.
From 6 to 7:45 is 1,200 school days. From 7 o'clock to 8:45 is 1,300 girls and boys. So they're saying, so you're not...
It's just practice.
Seeing the ball,
fundamentals.
Just basics.
And then they'll be categorized as they go. So the skill set is higher, and this sector of kids will put those kids in a different drill.
So you must have talked to them since I did. I had not heard that. That they have different ages, different times?
Yes.
Okay.
It's at 7:40.
The reason why they don't want, it's actually in sectors all the way up to young adults, like one or another, because they're hoping to incorporate some of those kids to help with the younger kids. But it's designed for the school age kids, high school, junior high, and elementary girls and boys.
So the young ones go up from 6 to 7:45?
Yes.
What's the age again?
Well, but nobody knows that. I think we told everybody to show up at 6 tomorrow.
First day.
Right, so they're going to have to go through some sign-ups and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, 12 and under is from 6 to 7:45, and then older than that, it's 7:45 on?
Right, well, about 15 minutes to set up for the next group from 7 to 8:45.
Is he going to need help from us or anybody to sign-ups?
Anybody that's willing to help, sure.
For sign-ups?
Sure, anybody's willing to help. Signing up kids, watching kids, you know, when they're real little, 4, 5, 6 years old.
You said 6 to what?
7:45.
And when to win for overtour?
7.
So it's going to overlap?
So they'll overlap 45 minutes?
No. I'm sorry. 8 o'clock. Wait a minute.
Actually, it doesn't matter. We'll find out tomorrow night when they get here.
6.
Did you do this from Pete or Edgar? Okay. Okay. So anyway, we got a block of time starting tomorrow night, and we'll get everybody signed up and go from there. We have no idea how many kids are going to show up.
We'll find out tomorrow.
The VFW donated 100 t-shirts.
Do the kids know about this? I mean, I was just school.
Has it been? You know, flyers were supposed to be made by Fresno State. It didn't look like that happened, but they're still working on it, and you know, all the kids are. It's all we've been talking about this.
But the kids in school here at this premise,
I believe
so. Do they know about it?
Yeah, I think they got the word out. I don't know about the middle school or high school, but my elementary, I think they got the word out.
So we don't have any flyers that we could pass out when they get off the bus tomorrow?
Maybe hopefully by tomorrow, but not yet. They were supposed to be on Wednesday. So they're doing it for us for free.
Because I would hate for them to show and they only have 5 kids.
Sure,
they
need to build it. They work with those 5 kids.
But then they're out for,
Bob hasn't really had anything for the girls, so I think it's a lot of girls. It's my first. So this is a good thing. And they start, they started off with a program. They started off with, 8 or 9 kids, and they worked with 1,500 kids. Now, granted, that's not where we're going to be, but because we don't have those kind of masses. But I think it's going to go very quickly, very, very fast.
I don't know.
Are the Dolores kids coming?
My kids, they kind of think of them and they have their own
family. Okay.
Separate and told me these were in practice.
Yes.
Okay. Moving along, item 3, that revitalization plan that we've been talking about, that I gave you guys copies of. What I was thinking about doing was trying to get the word out and actually making it a part of our next board meeting in April, is inviting
some of the older folks that were involved,
as many people as possible, and then having it organized in such a way that we can actually recruit volunteers to be on the various committees that were established back then. Fred Rocha, who was the first guy I've actually talked to, was on that one of those committees then, and he was recalling that whole process and how the committees just kind of die. But the idea behind the committees is that you get people established and then they actually have to meet. So the idea would be we would bring people in, we'd set up a schedule for the various committees to meet, and these are the groups that would be helping with some of these grants. you know, and whether it's the sidewalk grants, drainage grants, park grants, lighting, whatever our, you know, we determine our needs are going forward, those grants, people get those grants because they have committee people like this in place that are working off kind of a plan. So rather than call a special community meeting, my thought was is to piggyback it onto this meeting and to adjust our other agenda accordingly. Anyway, are you guys okay with that?
It's not a meeting. Whatever. Okay.
What do you mean? Have another meeting right after this?
Well, it would be kind of part of.
We'd try to make it short.
We'd make the regular business really short and then segue into community committee business.
So we probably won't have a closed session at our next meeting.
Probably not. Did you see my number four there? We had a little excitement the other night with a broken line at Well 3. That was quite an adventure. And then still going on with the Kerman team, looking at options there. Calling your attention to number six with Actigrow. Carlos, our operations guy, will be meeting with Actigrow to be collecting samples to test for their wastewater. Oh, and then I wanted to point out to everybody those containers over there. The big one is for fluorescent bulbs. The skinny one is for household batteries. And the little blue one is for light bulbs. So we are now, BCSD, an official site for people to drop off stuff that you're not supposed to put in your trash can.
And
it's really great.
There's flyers right there.
There's flyers over there, but that is huge. I got to tell you, I got a bag of batteries, and I can't find any place. I couldn't find a place in town to get rid of them.
Where do the car batteries go?
We don't deal with them.
Just light bulbs, right? This is the light bulb.
No, he said batteries.
So anyway, it's a big deal. We'll have these in the hallway as you, at the entryway for people to use, and so we want to get the word out.
Doesn't our disposal guys have a for Hazmark too,
yeah,
though?
I think they do.
Yeah.
Mid Valley.
They provide
the container for the needles and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Cool.
We need to ask them on that then.
That's a big one.
Yeah. We need to.
That's part of the contract.
But the county asked us if we would be a drop off place, and we said, heck yes, absolutely.
In the same line of recycling and with Mid Valley. What about a waste oil, burn motor oil, we change oil? What's happening? We used to get...
Funding base. No, I'm just...
Don't you put it in a separate container next to the bin and then they pick it up?
I don't know if they'll pick it up or not.
I don't know. We have to check the Mid Valley. I don't know.
You'd have to...
Most disposal sites do. Like the city, they pick it up.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they'll pick it up. But we used to have it picked up by the youth court or whatever.
I have a couple other items that were not on my, that I added after I sent this out. One of them is an update on our CDBG grants, March 25th, which is next week. They vote and we find out. But it still has to go to the Board of Supervisors in May. So we won't actually get the sign across on the funding till early May. But we will know what the committee's recommendation is by next week. So I wanted to let you know that.
We're going to go to the meeting, or it doesn't really matter?
Not really. I mean, you can if you want, but it's a done deal. It will already have been done. They're just reporting results.
No.
Now, was Tranquility in the run-in? I know
they pulled out, I think.
No, they let them back in.
They let them back in? Again? Okay. We'll see. The other thing, and particularly because Steve and Phil are here, we spent some time working on this partnership with the VFW on the hall, and I got a lot of interesting data about, and we're still not finished, but this spreadsheet, I just wanted to give you the quick lowdown here. What it costs, what our costs are to have this building. Okay?
It's a lot.
It's more than you would think. But we have, we pay a little bit of money to have the fire guys inspect, the fire extinguishers. You know, we pay a certain amount of money for that. We pay the small district guys. That is the hall's portion of our insurance bill. The wastewater and the water get most of that bill. PG&E for the hall, month by month. Phones, alarms, internet, month by month. And that water and wastewater get the biggest portion of this bill, but this is what we percentage out to the hall. But pest control, Florinda's cell phone, again, costs a lot more than that, but her portion of it, 4%. The hall's portion of it is pretty small. Wastewater and water pay most of her bill. Our bill for our CPAs, our legal bills, our landscaping bill, Ernie Garcia, Mr. Do-It-All bill, custodial bills, okay, and then a percentage of her time, full time. Okay, and then this was our breakdown of the Visa bill, that stuff that was like office supplies.
Janitorial.
Janitorial supplies for the building. And then we charged ourselves a basic rate for water, basic rate for sewer, a three bin rate for trash. And then we go over here and get a total expense.
It's between that and $25,000.
Yeah, I'm not finished yet, but this is probably the low side. Our first round, it might be closer to
$25,000.
And we got $9,472 of revenue.
So it was like $15,000
or something. Right? So we're in the hole. So the idea of renting this a lot more is sounds pretty good. Average per month, hold on a second, and I'll just copy that cell, go there.
It's about $1,700 a month.
It is 12 months.
$1,893.
Hold on.
About $1,800, round it off. But that's at 21,000. I came up with 25, so we're still
okay. Oops.
$102,000.
That's not right. Mm-hmm. I just put a formula in there, but.
That's.
Oh. Anyway.
You can go down the summit.
I thought that's what I was doing, but I did it wrong.
You can go down the summit on the desk one.
Just to control F.
Well, what I want to do is go up here and go equals sum. Can't see that very good. B.
Well, that cost us for this whole building, right?
Yes.
That's for a year, right?
That's a
yes.
Year.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Monique, you were just asking how much per month, right?
Yeah.
About
1,800.
Well, if you divide that by 12.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. And that's how much?
$1,800
a month is our average. But so it's anywhere between $1,800 and $2,000 a month is what we're paying. We just took the rentals from.
There were 16.
From June to May.
That was about 16.
16 rentals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So really not that many. So anyway. And my thought was, this is to kind of create a square footage price. This whole building is about 4,300 square feet. This hall space is about a little over 1,900. But if you're going to rent the hall, you're renting this building, but you're also renting bathrooms and the kitchen, you know. And so you're pretty much renting everything except for the office if you're going to rent this building for an event. And so the office itself is maybe 350 square feet. Office in the hallway, maybe 400 tops. And so you take that out, and so the whole building is like 3,900 square feet, something like that. And so you divide the square feet into the cost, and you come up with a plan. But the more I cycle through that, it seems like it may not even be necessary. But the plan is for me to finalize this stuff and then also make a presentation to the VFW team, and then come up with a plan and an agreement that's kind of a partnership event. Then market the heck out of it.
Just a question, and not a question, topic. Whatever you see there, we would have to rent it 3 times a month just to break it. $600. That's $600. Well, in my head,
$1,800. Well, I just actually took the 16 rentals, divided that.
Well, it would cost you $1,800 a month to maintain. Three hall rentals would generate $1,800.
No, that's not true. How much do you think we rent this place for?
$592.
No. No.
You get to
we rent the hall for $300. They deposit $200. They get that back. Yes.
No.
And then it's $92 for insurance and admin.
No. Deposit
is a clean
deposit.
Yeah. It's additional. Yeah.
That's not the way that was explained to me.
That is wrong. $592,
yeah.
The $200 is a
cleaning
deposit. They get that back
if
it's clean.
Right.
Yeah. It's not. So it's like $600 because I rented it like last year. It was like
$600.
I understood that.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
So it's $200 deposit and it's $592.
Yeah, you get it. So it's
$792.
So who's the one that told you about the...
But wait a minute. The $92 pays for the insurance. That's not profit for us. That goes directly to an insurance company.
No,
that's
say,
a cost.
I didn't say it was a profit. I was just saying...
Well, I know, but you can't count that as part of the math. You have to dial your number back because that's not money we keep.
Because you'd have to rent it 3.5 times a month.
That's my point. It's more.
Can I ask you a question? And I've been wanting to ask this. If you guys were to take it over, like you're saying to do, be in charge of the cost and all that, are you guys going to be adding the price up? Or are you you're figuring
our general,
out?
To be perfectly honest, our business plan was to sell the alcohol.
There's so that's where you're going to get your fees.
Because otherwise you can see that it's...
You're not going to make money just
so
by itself.
So they're not going to be allowed no more to buy, bring their own cake then?
No.
That will not be allowed.
No. Here's my thought. Here's what my pitch is. Is that, see, we pay for it right now $50 to open and close. Okay? If we're in a partnership with these guys, we would pay that to them instead. So they would get a portion of the hall fee for their opening and closing, and then they would get all of the profit, 100% of the profit for any alcohol sales, and that's the big deal that's in it for them. And if you guys, you know, the more it's busy and the more alcoholic events there are, the more money they make. I mean, I was talking to my brother who's in the American Legion in Fresno. Yeah,
okay.
They got like $700,000 that goes through hall rentals in that place. Tom Miller. They've got a hall, American Legion Hall, over on First Street,
right.
And they rent it out enough to generate over $700,000 in revenue.
Big boats, the middle of town.
It's big, it's middle, and they sell a lot of booze.
And they got 2 halls.
Yeah, they have two sections. They have two sections.
Not as big as 8,900,
but they can put that
hall.
Right. But scale that back. We made 9,000. How much do you think we could make?
Well, nobody knows it's here.
I know. You start marketing it.
Right. The other thing to mention is, I don't know, maybe we divide it into something and it's all yet to be determined, but instead somebody says, well, I don't want the bar. Well, then the hall rentals is is you have to buffer something in to recoup your costs. Because right now, if this was a business, you wouldn't be in business.
So
you have to shut it down.
We're losing.
It had been out of business 15 years ago.
Right. Yep. So anyway, we're trying to... But see, we don't have the manpower at BCSD to do what they're talking about. They've got people. We would still collect all the money, verify all the insurance, you know, process all of that stuff through our office like we always do.
Well, the only money you're collecting would be the rental.
We would collect that, but we would also collect the deposits and the, you know, basically all the money collection for the all rental would still go through BCSD. But they would handle... all of the opening and closing, all of the booze stuff, it makes sure that people got out of here safely.
Any catering.
You know, catering. You know, so a lot of the nuts and bolts that takes us from a $9,000 operation to a $60,000 operation would be on them. You know, and they would stand to benefit a lot from that. And we would too.
We said we're going to try it for a year. What's it going to be for a year or... We're still negotiating, right, on that?
Well, we haven't really even begun that part of the conversation. But yeah, we are negotiating.
We are at
that. Give it a year and then revisit.
The other thing I can tell you right now, I don't mean to offend anybody in any shape or form, we definitely don't like your marketing person, and we think that hurts the ability to rent this hall. So
I'm offended by that. I'm sorry,
but that's what we feel. So that being said, we would have to shoot on that thing, so because we would like to have more control of being able to help market the hall. And to date, even though it yet to be determined, it doesn't seem like that's the avenue we want to go.
Well, I think if you're going to take over the hall, you would have to market it yourself, I'm thinking.
But you're thinking of doing that yourselves, right?
Or at least being included into it. Not included.
Well, all your liquor and stuff is going to go to the proceeds of VFW, right?
I'm sorry?
All the liquor and sales will go to you guys.
Yeah. Well, and you threw out some things I wouldn't have thought about, but that if this is truly a partnership, then VFW helps to do some things to improve the place.
Right.
Like
right.
Adding security cameras,
right.
Repainting,
right.
You know, helping with the floor,
it's not
dressing it up.
We're not trying to take anything away from the municipalities or the community. We actually want to put more into it. But we do. Money to do things, so it's not that we raise money to sit on. We raise money to do things. And the soccer program is a great indication of it. I mean, we're not bought 100 shirts yet. We're willing to probably go out and buy more. I mean, we're willing to participate. We want to put some salt back into the community. But you can't do it when we don't have self-sustainability.
What kind of marketing?
We have our barbecues, we have our things.
Do we do
that? We have a few people from the community show up, and whatever we raise, we give right back.
What kind of marketing plan would you have?
What do we
have? Well, now that we have this, now we have something to go on because we didn't know how to even devise something because we didn't know exactly what it was costing to keep the place open. Mm-hmm. So now that we have this, and when we put it in concrete, because right now is an estimate, then we go back and we start devising something because obviously it's losing money. You're not going to change the outcome. It's either going to be 21 and change, or it's going to be 22, 23, or 24, 25 and change. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to be in the red.
And right now, we don't have any advertising for this hall, but that sign that's out there, I mean...
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth and...
I thought we were going to have a meeting with
the... Yeah, he was going to do a contract, but they haven't even got that far yet.
I'm just giving you what I've got so far.
In regards to, like, the contract, but just, like, what was talked about back then? Or just to get an understanding of what took place back then?
Well, I actually got the tapes of that meeting where it was approved on a 3-2 vote for this partnership for the VFW, and I couldn't hear anything, so it wasn't successful. So I don't really know what the vision was at that time, and so I've just picked up from conversations with people and what makes sense to me.
Well, you know, that was then, this is now. I think we should just move forward on this as this new board. Forget what, I mean, you know.
Well, we're interested in a partnership and for the benefit that's mutually beneficial. And I am always looking for a win-win. A win for us, a win for somebody else.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but just an example, like, we don't know what their thoughts or what they said, so
Well, what we would do, what you guys would be approving is a written contract that's not in the same kind of format as an agreement to have a chamber box on our property. You know what I mean? We would define all of this in a document that both the board and the VFW would approve.
Well, the VFW can rent this place a lot more than we can. I'm all for it.
It'll probably be more like a 10-page contract compared to a two.
Well, we don't want to make it... Well, we just need to get it all figured out.
The thing about it is they got more bodies to help...
They do. They do.
To help, you know, with the upkeep and rental. Yes, sir.
I think it would be good the municipalities to listen to those tapes.
What do you think we would gain from that?
Yeah, but if you can't hear it, then that doesn't solve the problem.
No, he couldn't find a device to hear them. It's not that he couldn't hear the tapes. He couldn't find something.
Oh,
the device. Oh, nobody's got a tape recorder like that anymore. That works.
And the reason why transparency, because you need,
well, now that we got this, we can kind of move forward and get the recorder and stuff.
Is it a cassette?
Yeah.
I got a
little cassette.
Micro cassette.
It's a micro cassette.
Oh, no, I got it.
I mean, you can buy one, but I think it's almost $400 because you can't get them anymore.
Well, I guess where I'm going is, what would be the point?
Well, it's like you pass a bill and then say, well, that was the old Senate. They passed a bill back then. Why do we have to comply with it now? I think that it's important.
When you guys did back when you guys revisited the contract and everything, that's where we're having difficulty.
Right.
Not that we don't want to do it. It's just that the green on what was on the contract.
Yep. I think Dwight has a different insight to what was initially on that. I think he's looking more like a business partnership.
I am.
Between partnership, which is totally different than what was voted on and passed on that agenda.
That's even better, wouldn't it?
It's true, but he doesn't know how to comment on that because he's never heard of it.
Right.
So I'm saying I think it would be good for you to get rid of it.
All right.
And then before, I think it's for myself, my own input on behalf of the agenda.
Are you saying it's different? If I'm understanding you, were you saying that it was different, your initial contract idea as to what it is now?
It was to manage the whole soul. Now it's converted to a partnership. But the initial passing of that particular motion was for the VFW to manage the hall for 1 year on a probation period and then three.
So would we not have to amend that in order to say we're going to enter into a partnership?
You know, that would be, you know, what Dwight was going to propose his idea of the partnership to the VFW. We in turn were going to discuss it. And then go back and basically provide him with whatever insight that we have or had, or whether we agree or don't agree. And then he would in turn go back to you, whatever, and so do a little bit more damage. I personally, I can't speak for, I can speak for myself. I can't speak for the membership, but my opinion would be we would be crazy if we did not entertain the membership in terms of partnership. Partnership as a whole, as a complete takeover. Because if you do a complete takeover, and now we're looking at $11,000 worth of debt to our club. So that doesn't behoove us, in my opinion. But now again, it's for membership, when we take it to the membership board for them to decide where, you know, how they want to advance or how they want to move forward. But the reality is, the best sense is the partnership.
You think a partnership would be better because the other route would be then you're obligated for the total cost.
Right.
I support. I can't speak for them either, but I support the partnership.
Yeah, I mean, to me that seemed like the best.
It's a win-win.
Right. It's a win-win. That's
versus the other one.
Well, it's so much more complicated to try to do a takeover deal because you got insurance issues that, all the legal issues would be unbelievably complicated. Where partnerships, pretty simple.
Yeah, right. But at least right here in the tapes, you know more
right
where it stems from.
I have two other ads to throw out before I'm done. One, we just had a guy this afternoon come by from KJOI Radio. They have a tower on our tower over at the fire department, and they broadcast to Biola. It's like a, I don't know, it's just music, but on the hour, at the 50 minutes on the hour, they got about 2 or 3 minutes of public service announcements all the time. And so if we have an event for the VFW or the BCSD or the farmers market, or, you know, we can get that on the radio for Biola citizens. Now, it's only English, but it's on all the time, and they made a special trip out here to meet us and to have a way to get community news and public service announcements to them. So we're going to begin that partnership right away.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
KJOI.
KJOI.
Is that AM or FM?
It's FM. It's like
104.3.
What is it?
104.3 FM.
It's kind of like
our era of music. It's a little bit.
Like
94.3.
Well,
is
that
the
Herman
one?
Is it the Herman? No, they're microwave
towers
right here in Biola on the
wall.
See the fire department?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's how they make money. But anyway, so FCC requires them to give so much free time on the air. So this is free air time.
Right? Yeah.
But because they're in Biola, we're in their service district. So if you hear KOKO, they always announce Kermit.
Yeah.
Well, because they have a satellite in Kermit. Now Biola's got one.
This is what's, you can also listen to on your iPhone. There's an app. So this is what's playing on that radio station right now.
Yeah. Yep. Right here on the
screen. Lenny Welch.
So Ronnie's whole dream
anyway.
Of the IOLA, Biola. Remember he used to play DJ? There was one here in Biola.
Yeah.
That's way cool, you guys. Way, way cool.
And
on the map again.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So anyway, we're going to be their new best friends and send them lots of information.
That's good.
No charge, right?
No charge. So yeah, if any organization in Biola has stuff to get out there, and then it's getting people to actually listen. So we'll put a big thing in the newsletter next time too. Final little bit of news. I get a call yesterday from Supervisor Mendez's secretary, who used to be my secretary, who told me that I got nominated by Brian Pacheco to serve on a regional water task force. Pacheco, because we went up and met him and got it, asked him to put a sign in for us. So he was, I don't know how, yeah, I have no business being on this committee since I don't really, I've got 3 months of water experience. I got nominated. So in April, I'll begin to, and it's basically Merced, Madera, Fresno, Kings, and Tulare counties people.
You'll have a lot of insight.
I thought that you were going to retire.
I know.
Is that the one over there in Jensen?
He changed it from 3 years to 5 years.
No, it's a brand new thing. It's in response to the drought. It's the local counties, it's supervisors, county supervisors, and water people. And so somehow or other, because I'm here, and I'm in Brian Pacheco's district, he picked me to be on this committee. So my goal is not to embarrass you guys in this effort. So I will represent you well.
Wow, thanks.
Anyway, that's it for director's comments. Well, that's old news by now. May Marita, who has been, people have been swamping her doorstep trying to get her autograph because of that photograph that came out in the newsletter yesterday.
Oh.
But anyway, we're pretty excited about that.
You made that sign look good, May.
Have you guys had many comments about it?
I haven't seen it.
You didn't get the newsletter yesterday?
In the bill.
It's in the newsletter.
Oh, my God. You're one that doesn't read your newsletter?
Yeah. Well, but have you had many comments on the sign itself?
Hold on.
Have any of you heard anything about the sign? Nobody say anything?
Yeah, they noticed them.
People notice it?
Yeah. The famous sign that we always get, well, it's about time.
It's about time.
Congress. And they don't either concede or compromise, then what do you folks do if you have this partnership?
That'll be in the contract.
Well,
got to write all that stuff down.
It's already in the contract, but it doesn't seem to bother anything in the administration.
Cut Washington, D.C.
Well, that is a whole nother subject, Mae.
Yeah,
I don't think we want to go. We do not want to go down that path. But anyway, that's it for public session, and so we just have a little bit in closed session to talk about.
All right. We'll take a 5-minute recess.
Up to you, Mr. President.
We've got to do closed session still.
So I think you have to vote on that.
Just call into
closed session. I'm sorry, Paul.
I'll recover.
Just go straight into closed session.
Huh?
Just go into closed session.
Just go into closed session.
Go into closed session at 8:50, 7:52, I'm sorry.
Dream, get the word back.
That's the 8. Is that late?
Yeah. I don't think closed session will take that long.